Welcome to another edition of the Kids Act Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back, yes indeed, with another episode right here, man. DJ, tell the folks what's up, man.
What's up?
What's up? That's how I said, man. A lot has happened. As always, man, we got plenty to talk about. We're not going to waste your time. We're going to do like a, I'd like to say like a freestyle version of this. You know, we didn't ditch the rundowns. We didn't ditch all the talking points. We're just going to talk. You know, I definitely got some stuff in my head, but first order of business, DJ, let's talk about the Super Bowl, right? First off, the event itself is amazing. I think it's the biggest event in all the sports, in my opinion. You know, I know a lot of people try to compare it and stuff like that. It's the biggest. It was an amazing event. It was the Bengals taking on the Rams. So, all in all, we're gonna break it down in the halftime show. We're going to break it down, you know, the game stuff. So, let's just start with the game. First, I love the presentation and everything. I love both teams, how they played and whatnot. But was this, DJ? This is a big question. Was this the best Super Bowl that you've ever seen in your recent memory?
I wouldn't say it was the best Super Bowl I've ever seen.
Wow.
I mean, it might have had like some of the most hype. But I don't know if I can definitively say the best Super Bowl I've ever seen. Yeah.
Okay, well, see, I feel like this year just gave us so much life with the Super Bowl, me personally, because the reason I say that is, I don't know, because it was in L.A., but everything just felt right. I got to be honest. It felt right. I mean, you think about some of the past Super Bowls that we had, right? You go last year. It was a horrible game. It was a blowout all the way through. You go back when the Rams played the Patriots. One of the lowest scoring games in Super Bowl history. That was not fun, right? There was nothing to grab onto. There was plenty to grab on. And this one, you had the upstart Joe Burrows, the Heisman Trophy winner, the national championship winner, you know what I mean? Possibly on his second year off of ACL injury, takes his team to the Super Bowl, goes on the road, defeats the Titans, the Chiefs, the Raiders, and now is in the Super Bowl playing against this super team of guys who need second chances, so to speak, if you want to say, well, Odell getting his career back on track, Von Miller going there, Aaron Donald doing his thing, Cooper Kupp becoming one of the best wideouts in the game, and it has so much to it. It all came to fruition. It was an amazing game. I got to say, it's probably, I'm a little biased to when my Eagles played the Patriots, and that was a pretty amazing game. I got to say, it's one of the best I've ever seen, because I think it was refreshing to everybody watching, you know, to see these people playing in this moment. We didn't think we would see Odell playing in the Super Bowl. We know how bad he wanted to win. We thought he was going to be one of those guys with great talent, but never got to the chip, right? We didn't know Joe Burrow was going to get this far on his second year. Remember Jamar Chase, who couldn't catch a ball in the preseason? We didn't think these things were going to happen. Or Sean McVay, a great-minded coach, but can he get it done at the championship level? And all that took place, all that happened. So I think it's got to be, to me, it's number two after the Eagles and the Patriots Super Bowl. That we have those guys having Nick Foles win the championship for us as backup quarterback. So to me, it's like got to be like the second best rated highly on that list. But let's talk about some of the storylines before I get to the halftime show, because I really want to talk about that too. Some of the storylines within the Super Bowl. I want to start with Odell Beckham. I think he ended the game with two receptions. This is almost 54 yards and a touchdown. On his way to a huge game. He got hurt, tore his ACL in the second quarter.
Right.
Now, Odell Beckham is he's a free agent. Currently.
Yeah, coming out this season.
So, let's rewind, right? Say Odell goes for over 100 yards receiving, two tubs in the game, they win the Super Bowl. Is he looked at differently going into the free agency now compared to what he's going into is right now with a torn ACL? I mean, are you a GM? Is this changing your mind? Are you the Rams? Is anything changing? Because, I mean, this guy in seven games pretty much revived his entire career. So does this ACL just dethrone all that?
You mean as far as like him getting re-signed or?
I mean, far as let's go into contract negotiation. I'm putting DJ in the GM seat now. DJ's looked at Odell Beckham right here for the last 6-7 games. Like, dude, this is somebody I would truly go after in the free agency. And wouldn't pay him, like, no huge money, but wouldn't mind, you know, giving him some money to give this guy because he's still productive. We didn't think he was productive no more playing with the Browns.
Yeah.
Does all that go away now that he tore his ACL again twice and within, like, the last year?
I think as far as him making big money, it goes away. Anybody he signs with is going to have to be based upon, yeah, probably a contract with incentives and whatnot, because now he's injury prone and he's not going to get healthier. The older he gets, he's not going to get any healthier. So,
well, this contract had incentives.
Oh, well.
Yeah, actually.
Honestly, I don't even think people are going to even come after him like that. I think everybody sees that the best fit for him is in California. With Matthew Stafford, he's happy there, so I can't imagine any other team, you know, him being happy with any other team other than the Chargers, maybe. You know,
so it's all about
because it's in California. Where he's at. Okay, in California, he's where the limelight is. You know, in the center of, you know, being a celebrity. You know, I think his girlfriend lives in California too,
a trainer,
with his kid and whatnot. So it all just lined up perfect. So I don't know the team I can see taking him, you know, willing to take that risk would be the Chargers, because I feel like anywhere else, like for him to thrive, he has to be happy where he is.
Right.
And I don't see there being anywhere else other than California.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely see. I mean, I think some teams would have made a pitch. And he's already said he's willing to take a team-friendly deal to come back with the Rams. He's going to have to anyway, because, let's be honest, I mean, what Rams ain't got no... I mean, they got money, clearly.
Yeah.
But they can't get no... They don't got draft picks for another, like, 3 years. You know, their money is tied up in so many players. So, I mean, he wasn't going to get top dollar anyway. But like I said, for him, it's all about where he's at. The scenery, you know, where he's waking up every morning. That's what's making Odell happy. And that's what... I think him being with the Rams is that. Now, do they run it back? Do they repeat? I don't think that happens because it's so much. Like I said, he gets a lot of injuries, you know. Got Robert Woods trying to come back off an ACL tear. You got Aaron Donald over here talking about he might retire once they won it. Sean McVay said the same thing. I don't think you're running it back. I think you're contending now, though. I think that's fair to say. You know, this is the first time we've seen, like, a super team, per se, I would say, in the NFL. You know what I mean? All put together, and it worked on the very first year. Looked a little shaky at times, but it all came to fruition, you know, I would say, at least. And I think Odell stays there. I think Von Miller re-signs there, because if you're the Rams, it's like, well, why not see if we can't do it again? You know what I mean? Like, until we can't. You know what I mean? Until you show me we can't, right, then we'll start doing other stuff. Until then, let me try it this way, right? Because this clearly is an organization. It's just, they do just like, well, let's be honest, like the L.A. Lakers. Don't care about no draft picks.
Yeah.
They clearly showed that when they did all that to get AD and gave away everybody. And that's how the Rams are. They don't. They're a win-now type of organization. Where you going to be 3 years from now? Who cares? Let's figure out when we get there. That's how they are. So, I think they tried running back and may add a couple pieces. Like I said, they can't pay them a lot, whoever it is. But, yeah, I mean, congratulations to the Rams on winning that, man. It was amazing to watch the entire game. Hate to see Odell go down. Love to see what Aaron Donald did in the fourth quarter, just taking the game over. That was absolutely amazing. So,
I think they can run it back if they bring back their core players and they sprinkle in more veterans. And anybody...
Yeah, any idea, like, what veterans?
Well, I don't really know who's going to be in a free agent market in other positions and whatnot. Right, but anybody that they sign, it would be, you know, a league-long veteran who just looking to win at this point, you know, because they would have to sign team-friendly deals. But I think if they keep their core players intact and they just sprinkle in more veterans the kind of way they did this year, then they could run it back.
They could run it. Because you have to win it all or just go back to the... win it all again or go back to the chip?
I mean, they could win it all again. I say that because I feel like you got to have your core people who've done it, but you also need to sprinkle in other people who haven't done it, you know, so because, you know, you can have that, what they call the Super Bowl hangover.
Right.
But having other people next to you ain't never done it who just as energized because they ain't never been there before, it might help you, you know, get that feeling back. Boost. Remember what it was when you didn't have it, you know. So
my thing is, like you just said, their team staying healthy. Like, man, you lose Robert Woods. I mean, I don't feel like he's going to tear ACL every year. Mm-hmm. But you lose Robert Woods, bro. I think Higbee went out at one point, if I can't remember. But yeah, just think if you had Odell and Vaughn for like 16 games.
Yeah.
Like, they played half a season, and, you know, if you had them 16, they might have been out 8 of them. You know what I'm saying? So would you be, you just picked them up at the right time. So now you just got to see, can these guys get through an entire season healthy, which odds ain't necessarily in your favor when it comes to that. And you look at Cooper Kupp, the amazing year he had. And, you know, hate to say it, but a lot of times guys have years like that, and they look banged up the next year and things like that or whatnot. And what have you. So, you know, I definitely hope they run it back. You know, win it, I think they can go back. Because if you look at the NFC, Brady's gone. You know, there's no Breeze. At least
for the moment.
For the moment at least Brady's retired, guys. There's no Breeze.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think you can just look at the NFC and be like, Cowboys, what do you say? Cowboys going to Cowboy. You know what I mean? You just never know when they're going to do it, right? Yeah. At the worst time possible, really. So there's nobody that's just sticking out like a sore thumb over there, right? We don't know what Aaron Rodgers is going to do, but does it really matter? Because when it comes to the postseason, he's not going to win anyway. So it's wide open, so they should be able to run it back. Now, win it, I don't know, because the AFC, they just constantly, you just, you know, the Chiefs, the Chargers, you know what I'm saying? My God, you pick your poison at this point from over there. You know, the Ravens, you know. There was one point this year, I thought the Ravens was going to go all the way Lamar was, you know. So, yeah, I think go back years because the NFC is wide open at this point. So, I'm going to quickly talk about this halftime show. It consisted of, I don't know if DJ got something to say about it or not, of Lamar, Kendrick Lamar, who haven't seen in, what, like 5 freaking years, you know? Mm-hmm. Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, 50 Cent. Actually, Anderson .Paak was on the drums, if I can remember. It was an amazing show. It was a Cali show. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what it was, and it felt right. And, you know, I don't know if y'all know, but you probably do. So I'm black. You know, I'm all black or whatnot. And I got white friends, Caucasian, whatever, you Hispanic friends, whatever. You know, it's all good. But I can't remember. Somebody said it. I think it was Shannon Sharp. It was like, yes, I love this halftime show. And he was like, you know, he was telling Skip Bayless, you know, Skip, you know, us, you know, black people, we watch the Super Bowl too. You know, and it's nothing against the people that get on the yearly basis, you know. But it's like it's never attending to us. It's always attending to, you know, maybe white people or another audience or whatnot. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And this was like the first time, like, hey, they put it together for us. You know what I mean? Like, you having all these elements. Normally, like I said, it's nothing against the people that get. I don't know if Lady Gaga's done it one year or not. You know, they get all types of different people. Weeknd did it one time. You know, Lord have mercy. But this one was like, hey, we got y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, we saw the lineup for this. Like, what, Snoop? You know what I'm saying? They got Dre. You know, he was like, what? You know what I mean? That's just like a show.
I think it had more so to do with it. I ain't gonna say it was a show for black people. I think it had a lot to do with the fact that it was in California.
Yeah.
And the stadium is in Inglewood, I think. What I remember, I don't think Inglewood is not known for being a good neighborhood, you know, in California. I could be wrong. I don't know. I ain't never been to California. But I think it was more so for the culture of California, you know.
That's fine.
Which had a big impact with Death Row, I think.
Death Row and NWA and all that stuff. Yeah.
Which had a big impact. And then, like I said, it was in Inglewood, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they got that community who grew up with all that. So I think that was more so what it was than anything. But, yeah.
And I loved it. I mean, we probably won't get it again next year. But, I mean, I absolutely loved it. I wish they would continuously do, you know, something like that. I remember somebody was like, when they gonna put the Migos in the Super Bowl halftime? Like, they probably can come up there.
I mean, if the Super Bowl is in Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, that's the case, yeah. But it was amazing. I loved the show. I'm not sure if it's in LA next year. I know LA's gonna host the Super Bowl for some years to come with them having a new stadium. But I don't know if it's in LA again or not. But yeah, it was amazing. I absolutely loved it. Super Bowl weekend, that thing was amazing. We had a great time. Pizza, wings, you name it. It was great. The show was great. Everything about it was amazing. Now, let's swap things over a bit. Let's move to some basketball. You know, we're recording this right after All-Star weekend. And, man, Speaking of All-Star Weekends, well, I'll say this. What I remember growing up, All-Star Weekend was always in February, and it's normally around DJ's birthday, which just passed. Happy birthday, DJ.
Thank you.
You know, so that's what it always reminded me of. We would do a couple things when it came to that, like, right? So it'd be Celebrity Game, come on TV Friday. Saturday, you got Rise of Stars Challenge, Taco Bell Skill, whatever they want to call it. Three-point contest and the dunk contest.
Yeah.
Right? And you a kid growing up, you live for All-Star Weekend, although you're not even there, right? But the two things, well, three I should say, that you live for is the All-Star Game, the three-point contest, and the dunk contest.
Right.
These cannot disappoint, right? Cannot. Three-point contest was rather decent. Definitely was. It was good. You saw some of the best shooters shooting, right?
Yeah.
At the shoot. But it's time for the grand finale of the evening, which was the dunk contest, which a lot of people are taking issue with. You had a lot of young stars. You had Obi Toppin. You had Jalen Green in there. But my God, you know, I didn't fully just see it, watch it. I went back and watched some highlights from it. And people absolutely hated this dunk contest. I mean, Shaq was trending. Shaq was cracking jokes. I'm talking about Stephen A. got on this morning. First thing, said this was the worst dunk contest of all time. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar got up and left. I mean, he could have been going anywhere. But everybody hated it. Everybody absolutely hated it. It was a disgrace. It just, I don't know why. You get these young guns, but nothing was good about it. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. So, DJ, should they remove the dunk contest? Or what should be the order of picking somebody for these participants for now? So we can get the best quality like we used to. Because we don't have it anymore. We don't have it.
I think, as far as the dunk contest, I think if they're not going to have the stars in it, then take it out completely. Because nobody wants to see nobody's dunking. I didn't even try to tune in. For the dunk contest, not just this year, for the past couple of years, it's garbage. First of all, I mean, it's only so many dunks you can do. You know,
you can do a lot of dunks,
jumping over cars, and I guess you might. I mean, what you gonna do? Put a swimming pool in there? I'm gonna jump over there.
It doesn't have to be that. Like it can be creative. You have to just get creative, and we can see that a lot of these weren't even creative. They didn't even like. You know what I'm saying?
I think if the stars don't, from here on out, if the stars of the league don't participate in it, then take it out. Nobody wants to see Cole Anthony Duncan winning a dunk. I don't even know who Cole Anthony is.
First of all, he's really good. He plays for the Magic.
Everybody in the NBA is really good.
But I'm saying, guys, we got it on like right now, like looking at some of the highlights from it. Look at that.
Nobody's.
But listen,
yeah, the crowd is going, so who is that again?
This is Jordan. My thing is this. I get it, I get it, we don't know some of these guys.
And how many times you done seen it? People jumping
Now this is something within the dunkers. Guys, we're looking at it right now, and like they're doing like jumping over folks. Dunking on Andrew Wiggins and stuff like that. They're doing stuff that we've seen before. And everybody knows we want something new and creative. Honestly. Like a lot of this just looks like they didn't put a lot of thought into it. And they just said, let's go out here and do it. And that's what bothered most people. We can tell when you ain't trying. We can tell. You know, you had plenty of time. You knew you was a participant to get in this and do right. And a lot of them just didn't bring that this year. And there's got to be some way we can get these guys back. Because here's my thing. I know you said if the star is not going to do it. Well, the star is not going to do it. Because who are our stars, right?
Take it out.
Who are our stars? Like a Durant, that's our star. Let's go dunkers, I'm sorry. A LeBron, Lord knows. AD not doing it. Embiid. No. Because at this point, they're trying to salvage themselves through the season. So they're not going to participate in this no more. I don't got no problem with these young guns doing it. A lot of guys have made their name off of this right here and dunking, you know. Wasn't that? This is their chance.
Did you watch the dunk contest?
I know. I went back and watched the.
That's my point exactly.
Well, I was at work.
Didn't even tune in.
It was on my TV. I was at work, man. That's why I ain't watching.
Still.
The thing is, I have no problem with these guys, but these guys need to take advantage of the opportunity. This used to mean something. I know LeBron came in as a chosen and stuff, but it's the fact that they got out here and did these things. This was part of it that built them as well. You got to see LeBron go dunk at the dunk contest. Now you get to see him go play in the All-Star game. You know, they're not doing that anymore, but these guys have a chance to bring that back, that nostalgia. They're not doing that.
No.
You don't want to give these young guys
a chance. Wait till they become a star, then they can get in
it. They're not going to get in it then. That's what I'm saying. Well,
I don't want to see you.
See,
I don't want to see him dunking.
I disagree.
Especially.
I didn't know Jalen Green into the dunk contest.
Especially with the Houston Rockets being a bad team. Exactly. You didn't even know.
No, not him. Not him. Light skinned Green. Remember, I'm talking about played for the Celtics. Light skinned guy. Last name Green. Remember, he won the dunk contest, and that's where everybody blew up on him. Matter of fact, I think it's the same.
Gerald Green.
You see what I'm saying?
That's my point exactly.
Who knew who he was
until he had to try to figure out who he was. If the stars don't do it, just take it out. Put something else in there. If the stars don't do it,
what are you putting in replacement?
I don't know. They've done a good job with the game itself to making them compete more and to make it more exciting, wouldn't that?
Maybe
just tell the committee to come up with something to replace it.
I don't think we replace it. Just like you helped with the All-Star game, you didn't take it out. You just gave more incentive. Give some type of incentive with this. Give something else. Honestly.
An incentive like what?
I mean, that's something the committee had to come up with. They come up with now. You win this quarter. Who wins this quarter? You know, how they do now and whatnot. And the charity and things like that. We got to figure out something else for the dunk contest. Because it can't go anywhere. This is historic stuff right here that we love to watch.
Like, if you're going to a Grizzlies game, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Are you going to go when they play the Golden State Warriors? Or are you gonna go when they go to play somebody like Houston?
Which game you picking? Golden State Warriors.
You go there to see the Grizzlies, but you also go to see the stars in the NBA. You know what I'm saying? It's the same.
This is part of these guys making their name right here, though.
No, you make your name in the league first.
I don't know, y'all, why he's trying to.
I don't know why he's trying to take the dunk contest away.
I don't. Yes, you clearly make your name in the league. I'm sure you much rather would want to see a John Moran in this, wouldn't you?
When Blake Griffin got in the dunk contest, why was we excited to see him? Because he did it in the league first. He made himself a household name in the league first. Then when he came to the dunk, I said, "Oh, snap, Blake Griffin!"
But that's just the thing.
I seen him dunk on two people one time.
That's just the thing. Your household names aren't even trying to do these dunks. You saying I want household names. They not trying to do. Shoot, I think we would have been way more satisfied, none against these guys, but if Anthony Edwards and Ja Morant agreed to do this.
Because we on a Richardson jersey?
Yeah, Green Warriors. But yeah. That's what I'm saying. I think we've been cool with that.
Half them people don't even know who that is. That's what I'm talking about.
That dude know Jason Richardson is?
Yes, and I'm talking about the crowd out there. They probably think that's his name.
No, they. Okay. We're going to move forward. But like I said, I think this could still work. There's a lot of young dunkers out there who's still making their name, but they didn't participate. We didn't get Anthony Edwards. We didn't get Ja Morant. This would have been a way better one had we got those two. But a lot of guys just feel like, no, I don't want to get a dunk like this. So why not let these guys shoot? Yeah, I get it. They just need to be more creative.
It's about ratings. Nobody want to see it.
Just get creative.
People would have wanted to see Ja Morant. Yes. Why? Because he wreaking havoc in the league. That's why we want to see him.
You want to see Anthony Edwards?
I mean, you don't even have to do no marketing.
You want to see Anthony Edwards?
His marketing is when he on any regular night in the NBA.
You want to see Anthony Edwards? Yes.
No.
What? Anthony Edwards is a crazy dunker. Jalen Green? He was a crazy dunker. He didn't show it in this contest, though. These guys have been dunking like this all year. But nobody wants to participate. Figure something else out. We ain't got to take it away, though. It's a ritual. It's a part of... It's that break. It's a relief. Before they finna go into the home stretch of the season and finish it off. Fight for playing spots and stuff.
A break and a relief. What are you talking about?
For all-star break. This is relaxing. This don't have to count for nothing. This is just fun. It's fun. Don't take the fun away. You trying to take the fun away, man.
This is about the fans at the end of the day.
Yeah, I'm saying fun for the fans.
I get that. You know what? The players are the players. You know what I'm saying? I get they work hard. I get all that. But, I mean, they get paid well for what they do. So, I don't want to hear nothing about no fun.
I just can't believe you saying take...
This is for the people who paid to come see you.
I just feel like that you taking...
Put a show on.
I feel like had they killed this show... Because, I mean, think about it. As we're looking at right now, Zach LaVine, Aaron Gordon. Are you ever going to forget those names? They might. To us, they started balling after we saw them in this contest.
I don't know about that.
Think about it. Zach LaVine is absolutely, I mean, he hurt. Now he's absolutely balling out with the Bulls. And Gordon over there with the Nuggets, a huge piece. They started blowing up after this contest. Be honest.
You said, tell me, you said Zach LaVine, who else?
Aaron Gordon. They started blowing up after. Because remember, they was like, oh, dude got robbed.
But here's the thing, though. Even if he had won a dunk contest, but he trash in the league, nobody cares about that.
Okay, so go back to it. Was it who won
it? You want the stars. You want the stars in the league doing it. That's what you want to see.
Because remember, they said somebody that got robbed. Who was it? Is it Aaron Gordon that said they got robbed? Because Zach LaVine won it. And so the next year, Aaron Gordon came back, and everybody said he got robbed again. You see what I'm saying? And like I said, Aaron Gordon ain't no beast in the league right now. He's not. But you'll never forget his name just based off him in these dunk contests. That's the type of dunk contest I want, the way at the end, we was like, no way, bro. No way. It was tit for tat. This dude should have took it. They didn't take this and do that, though.
You trying to make a square peg fit in a square hole.
I feel like you didn't know.
A circle hole.
You didn't know about Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine like that until they took over that dunk contest that year. You didn't.
But no, they got better.
That's what I'm saying.
Over the years.
And that can happen with these. That's all I'm saying.
Honestly, I forgot Aaron Gordon was in a dunk contest. You just brought it up.
And remember, he got robbed, they said, like 2 years in a row. All I'm saying is this. These guys didn't take advantage of it. Aaron Gordon, Zach LaVine, those guys took advantage of it when they were in it. They weren't the biggest names in the NBA, but they took advantage of it. And these guys on this night, this past Saturday, did not take advantage of that moment. They did not. They didn't make it fun for the fans, as you say. They didn't do that. They had the chance and they failed it. So next year, we got to figure something out and it's got to be better.
Next year, yeah, figure something out and take it out.
Don't take it out. Don't take it out.
Take it out.
We just had like two of the best contests a couple years ago. Why are you taking it out?
Take it out. Take it out.
Did you not just hear what I said?
Take it out. Take it out. Yeah, because you ask yourself, if you had to go like between. If you had to choose which night you was going to be there between the dunk contest and the All-Star game, you're going to pick the All-Star game, regardless to what kind of dunks they did in the dunk contest. You're going to pick the All-Star game because you bought your ticket to see the All-Stars, not the rejects. All right?
Or
the babies of the NBA, whatever you want to call them.
I feel like you couldn't be more wrong. We talked about 6 years ago. This was
6 years ago.
We talk about, I'm looking at like right now, 2016, one of the best dunk contests ever, bro. Like you can't.
And then don't nobody talk about dunk contest.
That's fine. It's all for the weekend. Nobody talks about the All-Star game like that after it's over. It's for fun. It's that break for the weekend.
We'll put something else.
It's like when kids go on spring break, fall break. It's for you've been busting your tail the entire year. Here's a break. Have some fun. Yeah. That's what this is. Come on, don't take it away. Let's figure out a way to make this better.
I'll figure out a way how to make it better. Put in one-on-one or something.
They're not going to do that. LeBron, because see, then the problem going to be here. We're going to have with Cole Anthony going one-on-one with Jalen Green. You'd be like, I don't want this either. You're not finna get
Cole Anthony going one-on-one with Jalen Green.
Yes, that's what you have.
They wouldn't be in it.
These people, I know you want to see one-on-one. You want to see Steph take on this guy. You want to see that guy, Kyrie. You're not going to get that. They not going to do it.
Well, yeah, they can do it.
They not going.
But what it is, you got to start putting it in their contract. They'll do it. You know what I'm saying? We already know the players run the league now anyway. But you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Would you rather see that or would you rather see them people like yesterday dunking?
I mean, I'm sure we must rather see it like a one-on-one, but we're not going to get
that. That's what I'm saying, because
we're not going to get that. We're not going to get a duel between Ja Morant and Kyrie one-on-one.
We don't get a dunk contest either, because they're taking it out. I hope they take it out.
This is on the individuals. You got to be better. That's just it. I'm sorry. I appreciate that for participating. I do.
Just take it out.
You got to be better. I don't know whose side DJ on.
I'm on the side of the fans, of the people.
Why can't you pin this one again? This ain't nothing on the NBA. This is on them guys who didn't think.
I'm on the fan side. That's whose side I'm on.
Okay, so I'm saying.
The consumer.
We not mad at the NBA. We mad at the players who were chosen who didn't put no time into this.
I'm mad at the fact that you go to All-Star Week. It's freaking All-Star Weekend. It's about the All-Stars, is it not?
It is.
If it's about the All-Stars, why is... What's his name in the dunk contest? If it's about all-stars, are you an all-star, sir?
Because those all-stars...
Is Cole Anthony an all-star?
We're just talking in circles.
You know what I'm saying?
We've established... No, listen.
Get Jimmy Butler out there doing something. He didn't play not 1 minute in that all-star weekend game. Why couldn't he be out there doing the dunk contest?
We've established that these guys aren't going to do these individual things like this.
Well, that's all I'm saying. If it's All-Star Weekend, that's false advertising. I came to see All-Stars, not Cole Anthony. That's all I'm saying. Now, if the star's not going to do it, fine. Take it out. Just take out the dunk contest.
Don't take nothing out.
Take it out. And if they complain about, why we ain't got no dunk contest, well, then get in and we'll have a dunk contest. How about that? I'm on the fan. I'm on y'all's side.
Why stop pinning the player against their will? Let's stop that.
It's not against their will.
That's not. Let's.
How is it against their will?
This could have... Listen.
Nobody said it out.
Nobody said there was a lack of stardom here. Nobody mentioned that. We mentioned that the dunks were bad.
All I'm saying is take the dunk contest out.
You're taking the argument and going a whole other direction.
If they don't want to be in it, well, then just take it out because it's garbage. Nobody wants to see these.
You're arguing
people.
There's a lack of stardom. Nobody argued that.
Like, I'm going to be honest with you. That would be the time I'd get them to go to the bathroom, get snacks and stuff, the dunk contest. Because I know ain't nobody in it.
You might as well keep going because that's the end of the show for Saturday night anyway. So
you put something else in there.
No, I'm telling you, no.
Yes, no. Put something else in there.
Anyway, like
it's
I said,
All-Star
guys,
weekend.
Let's keep the dunk contest.
Is Cole Anthony an All-Star?
It's crucial. And
was Cole Anthony an All-Star?
Don't, guys, whoever you are next year, even if you're some of the same guys.
I'm asking a question.
Just make sure y'all
was
come
Cole
back.
Was Cole Anthony an All-Star?
No, he wasn't.
That's all I'm saying.
But you missing the point. The point wasn't even that. The point was these guys in bad dunks. That's what it was. But
take it out.
You know, this is ridiculous. I mean, he's over here talking about who's in it. That
means something.
That was never an issue. Okay, then. Let's do it. I think it's four participants. Who would you, if you could have chose four participants for the dunk contest, who would you have put in it then?
Four participants? Let's see. Ja Morant, he was an all-star. Who else in there dunking? So LeBron, you get your behind up in there.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Because you want to get out there and show out anyway. Look at him in the All-Star game.
Year
21, 24
put
points.
Him in the dunk contest.
He got the first opportunity to really be the true point guard he wants to be. And he up there scoring and dunking all over the place and whatnot, alley-hooping and all that good stuff. So, you get your behind about this and you want to run and jump all over the place.
Man, go put LeBron in it.
Putting LeBron in it. Yes, sir. Show the young guns how you do it. You going to let them show him up? You got mad at him at that one game in L.A.? Show him up then. Don't let him get out there and outbeat you in a dunk contest. Thought you was LeBron James. I guess not.
So, Ja Morant and LeBron James. Hey, you got two others. You got two.
Giannis and... who else was in there?
Anthony Edwards.
No, he wasn't an all-star.
That doesn't matter. The man can dunk his behind off.
It's called All-Star Weekend.
Oh, my God. Okay. Go ahead. I'll be quiet. Because, I mean... I don't know. I don't know, dude. Because you're tripping. If you don't let some of the young guns get some run, then you're trying to search for all these folks. You got guys right in front of you that can jump about the roof. Jump
about
the roof.
How about the young guns wait their turn?
When is their turn?
You know what I'm saying? Grow some beards. You know what I'm saying? Get some hair on your chest.
Okay.
And wait your turn. Your time will come to where you featured in the All-Star Weekend. Your time will come.
Time has come.
No, it hasn't.
Players don't do like they used to, bro. Like joining the dunk contest. Those guys, that's the way today's game is. It's guys,
I'm going to say this. If they do this again next year, I'm not watching it again next year. And I suggest y'all don't watch it either.
Damn. Well, first off, you ain't watching this shit.
I don't know what I'm saying. I didn't have a reason to look at it. Cole Anthony was in it.
Now, I'm not going to let you keep disrespecting Cole Anthony. The man's been putting in work this season. He's been really good, honestly.
Okay, and?
What does that mean?
I still don't want to see him in the dunk contest.
He clearly did enough to make it.
Become a star first.
What makes
put in that work.
That's what he's been
doing.
Then
you reap the benefit.
Check his number.
2 years in the league ain't putting in work.
It's not?
No.
I mean, for NFL-wise, Joe Burrow's been in 2 years.
I thought we were talking about basketball.
He went to a Super Bowl.
I thought we were talking about basketball.
I'm just saying, though.
Me too.
I'm just saying.
Me too. That's a different sport.
But you still gave me your last dunker. Anthony Edwards. Nah. Why won't you
win it? He wasn't an all-star.
This nigga's been jumping out the building all year.
He wasn't an all-star.
Okay. Okay. He's not an all-star. And who would you look? See, because it shouldn't be this hard. Okay.
Well, I let me pull up the roster then, since you're going to do all that.
No, you don't have to. I was basically asking just folks you thought.
I was telling you.
Why wouldn't you put Anthony Edwards in?
Because he wasn't an all-star.
So he has to be an all-star for you to put him in there?
Yep.
Why are you like that?
What do you mean, why are you like that?
I mean,
if he wants to be in a dunk contest, work to become an all-star.
Don't act like these guys. I'm not going to let you see like these guys don't put in work. We'll come back to it. Don't worry about it. We'll come back to it.
I'm not giving you no pass.
We're gonna move forward. Some me no pass. We shouldn't give those players a pass, is what I'm saying. Anyway, we're going to move forward. Some more basketball. Since football season has come to an end. But let's talk about the Los Angeles Lakers. And everything's going on over there. Clearly, they're like in the play-in spot right now. They're under 500. They just lost Anthony Davis again. Going to be out a couple weeks with injury. And
Zach LaVine. That's who can be in.
He is hurt. He was hurt. He wasn't even at the weekend.
He was out there.
When?
Last night.
He was playing.
I remember because they put him in over Jason Tatum. Yep.
Oh, it's funny. You want to put him now, like a couple years ago.
Or Jimmy Butler. He didn't do nothing in the All-Star game.
He was nobody. You know.
Put him in there. He was an all-star, wasn't he?
You just sticking. I want folks that wants to play in it, honestly. I don't want to just stick folks in
it. Okay, if they don't want to play in it, take it out.
No, I'm not taking it out. I'm sorry. But speaking of Los Angeles Lakers, ain't nobody coming to yours. You ain't got
one. Yeah, he is, too.
And go to Taco Bell Skills Challenge, see how that worked for you. So we're going to go talk about the Lakers coming in at the ninth spot so far, under 500. No AD being hurt again, and Russell Westbrook clearly not in the right headspace on the court. And now LeBron playing some of the best basketball he's ever played, but it doesn't seem to be adding up right there. So, DJ, we clearly know some stuff is going to happen in the offseason. We don't got them winning. I don't got them winning the championship. Mm-hmm. I got them to play in the game, right? You got them getting into the playoff? Like, do you think they win in the play-in game to get into the playoff? I mean,
it's hard to tell.
I don't know who's going to show up.
They should have wrote this shit off before the trade deadline.
Because at this point, you got cleaned up in the offseason.
This ain't working.
No.
They should have cleaned up before this. All this, well, y'all set out to do this together. No, man. If it ain't working, just
let it go.
Yeah, they should have traded both AD and Russell Westbrook at the deadline. Both of them. Sit them off. AD done got comfortable. He done got his money. He got a ring. He good. He ain't worried about nothing.
And he got a lot of bad breaks, too.
One of the greatest centers? Why I need to do that for? I got my ring. No, get out. Get out. Get out. Go.
And he gets bad breaks, too, though. I mean, injuries, you can't make that up. I mean,
he wasn't doing nothing before the injuries.
I mean, he was putting up
AD had a couple stretches. That's the thing. He got spurts. I don't need spurts. I need you to come out and perform every night. I don't need you to come out one night getting six rebounds. AD, six rebounds? I mean,
is this the Lakers' own fault putting this team together? Can we give Bron some blame?
We can give him some blame. But some blame. But they could have fixed it before the deadline. That's what I'm saying. And chose not to.
So whose fault is this? Who do we point to?
Ultimately, it's LeBron's fault because he wanted Westbrook.
He wanted Westbrook.
But now it's the Lakers' fault because they had a chance to get all that corrected.
How's it not still Bron's? I'm sure they could have corrected it.
I said initially it was his, yeah.
But I'm saying, had he signed off on it at the trade deadline, it would have traded Westbrook. He didn't sign off on it. But then get rid of him. So that and you know, because they could have had Buddy Hield, if I can remember. And I think DeMar DeRozan wanted to come there too, because he's from LA. But he's like, no, let's go get Russ. And he got a lot of guys with a lot of age on them, you know. And one of the youngest guys on the team is the one that stays hurt. But it went, I mean, and a lot of us saw it heading this way anyway. When he got there, we was like, how in the world does this mesh? It don't even make any sense, you know? And it, I mean, lo and behold, it really came to fruition that it's not working. The offseason is going to be interesting because, I mean, something's got to give. I don't think you bring the same team back. Do they get into the playoffs? Yeah. Do they win a series? I don't know about that one. I really don't know about them winning the series. I want to say yeah because they lost first round last year, right? But no. I don't even think they go against one of these one seeds and the Suns or Warriors, I don't think they win that series. You know, even if healthy a lot of times. They may be competitive, but winning it, no. It's been a disaster for the Lakers. And like I said, I think they're just trying to see how the rest of the year is going to play out. You just hope you don't get no more injuries at this point with them, you know. And they try to ride the ship and do things better the next year. Understand, you know, I think this is one time LeBron tried to work the system and it worked him. And you got to take your crookeds but your straights and move forward from that. It's embarrassing. See, I'm not a Laker fan, but it's got to be embarrassing for the, you know, person. So, you okay?
He gone.
Huh?
He gone.
Who gone?
After the season.
AD and Russ?
Both of them gone.
Don't you want something for AD though?
Yeah, I want Jason Tatum.
Yeah, no, that ain't gonna happen.
Oh yeah, it's gonna happen because
why don't you just try that situation?
That situation ship out there in Boston ain't working. They
why don't you try Jalen Brown?
They ain't even got to come. No, because I won't. They're
not getting Tatum.
Well, yeah, they is.
And they asked. I think they feel that he's the better player. So
that's fine. But what your situation ship over there ain't working. You know what I'm saying? And I could be wrong, but I doubt he resigns for them, especially after they get bounced out of the playoffs this year. You know. Again, you know, and plus, Jason Tatum idolized Kobe Bryant, so you're probably gonna lose him to the Lakers anyway. So you might as well go in here try to get something. At least you can get a halfway AD, halfway.
And idolize him don't mean he won't go play at the same team. If you idolize him, Kobe will want to do things his way on his team. So he's being real. So
he ain't gonna be in Boston.
Well, we'll see. I don't see them giving up Tatum though. And I think Brown's the all around better player.
That's
I think they see Tatum as, you know, is their guy though. But you look at Brown, Brown has a better all around game. But
then how would all you can do is make the phone call.
Yeah. So we'll have to see what happens. We have to see. They got to do something and you know, something's got to give. So you got anything else, man?
On that?
In general, you know, this is freestyle.
I can think of
this is that kids' acquisition, man. You know, I just want to come in here and touch on a lot of the recent events that's been happening.
And, not that I can think of.
Okay, and I also I mentioned earlier about Tom Brady retiring, guys. That really did happen. It's not shocking, but it is kind of shocking that we won't be seeing him. Well, supposedly won't be seeing him next year. You never know with him at this point. To me, you know. Kids getting older, you know, and they after a while, they don't need to be around daddy as much. They doing their own stuff. So, ain't like he got no babies, you know. But go ahead, enjoy your life, Brady. Do your thing. And Buccaneers, y'all got to find a quarterback. I think they got Driscoll as a backup QB from Florida. But you got to find your QB now. So,
yeah.
That's right now, some whoever you put there is just a fill-in, unless they're going to make a splash in the free agency, which could happen very well. That could happen because they still got a lot of good pieces. Well, they got Mike Evans. Godwin is a free agent. I'm going to put that out there. And if I'm him, I'm probably getting out of here too and going somewhere else because Brady gone. No point in staying here now. You know, so chances are you go contend again like that. It's very slim. Big Ben's retired as well. Put that out there. Big Ben's retired. So now the Steelers are looking for the heir apparent to Big Ben. I'm interested to see on what direction they'll take there. Yeah, we'll see. It's going to take some time, of course. But we know that the good thing about the Steelers is that they stick with players, quarterback, coaches, you know. So whoever it is, I think, hopefully not Mason Rudolph. I don't know. And, of course, as we'll discuss more as we go into the offseason, Baker Mayfield. Apparently, the report is coming out of Cleveland is that they're going to definitely be adding quarterbacks to their quarterback room this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think it's time to I can't believe I'm saying, I think it's time to cut bait with him in Cleveland and let him go elsewhere. And they go and do something else.
Be a backup. That's what he'd be.
Well, I mean, okay. Well, let's do this. Right? Backup.
You can be a good backup.
Who's better, him or Kirk Cousins? Could Baker Mayfield start and have success for the Vikings? Like, that's what I look at. You're like, okay, yeah. Backup. Like, so who would have more success? Is it Cousins or is Baker Mayfield? Right?
You said who would have more success?
Yes.
I feel like it'd be about even.
You know, because I'm sure some people right now be like, oh, Kirk Cousins. Some people like, oh, no, Baker Mayfield. I mean, how can you? Because both of these guys can be backups. They're really good. How much is Kirk Cousins elevating Justin Jefferson or Adam Thielen? You know? Like, some games he does his thing, but other ones it's just like, eh. So, I mean, I don't know. I think if he does go somewhere else, he could start somewhere. That's one of the places I think he could start.
What's your name? You're still looking for a home.
Who?
I was going to say Justin Jackson.
He plays with the Chargers.
Deshaun Watson.
Yes, he is.
And for all those teams that ain't looking at him because of, you know, this legal stuff and whatnot, you will regret it. I'm going to say that now because it's hard to find a quarterback. As you can see, Minnesota. As you can see, Cleveland. Who else? As you can see,
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis, Jets. You know, it's hard. It's extremely
hard.
We can't.
Hold on now.
It's hard. Until they can... Good gracious, at least get to the playoffs again.
Wait a minute, we can't do that man a rookie now.
He ain't no rookie no more.
Zach Wilson? Yeah. But now he not. I'm saying, come on, now get
no rookie no more. He ain't no rookie no more.
Okay, that's fine. You said Trevor Lawrence.
Even when they were Jacksonville, too.
What the
hell? I didn't think of them, too. You know what I'm saying? It's hard. You know what I'm saying? They are young, so you give them a little bit of slack. Just a little bit, though. Just a little bit, because... Like I said, he's still out there, and you know what you're gonna get from him. Now with the
about Jets, Miami, you named Miami.
We have Miami too.
All right, right. So we'll make sure you did it.
At least with Trevor Lawrence, I can see how they feel like he gonna be something later on. Okay, I can see that. But the Jets, you don't know. He looked like he might be. I don't know. We'll see. You know what I'm saying? You willing to ride that out? I ain't. No, I'm not willing to ride that. Not for a team who ain't never won nothing.
I'm not completely.
Last time they won was, 40 years ago with Joe Namath?
No, man. They went to the AFC Championship game twice with Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, but didn't do nothing. So,
I'm okay.
Teams like that, you've been waiting it out for the last 50 years. You need get you some pieces. During all that waiting it out stuff, if he becomes something, hey, it is what it is. But, you know, Deshaun Watson, we can put you in a position to compete right now. So, for all y'all who ain't looking for him, you'll regret it. You'll see. I'm going to come back and tell you I told you so.
Yeah, I mean, those teams definitely need quarterbacks. You can say the Saints right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, Winston coming off the injury. But I think people still choose Watson over Winston anyway, regardless. I mean, you know, and I can't believe I say Indianapolis.
Yeah.
But it's the facts. I mean,
Tennessee. You too.
Yeah, Tennessee as well. Yeah. Like, they just one piece away, is what it always looks like. And
what happened is, he'll stick it out, and he'll do what he's been doing, and then, you know, our pieces will either start to get older, or they'll start to go other places and whatnot, and then we'll start trending downward again.
Your window
will
close.
Down spiral, yeah. Tennessee Titans.
It's in there. And Russell Wilson, you know, you don't know if he's played his last game as a Seahawk, neither. So... I mean, man, look, it's a lot to go in his office. This should be a great offseason. I'm looking forward to him. We still got to see what Aaron Rodgers is going to do as well. Mm-hmm. You know, he said he's not going to drag things out, but we're going to see. So, depending on what he do, it can be a domino effect, and this person can do this. We don't know just yet. But we're definitely intrigued to see coming up this offseason. And, of course, we'll be back next week. Now, NBA action gets back underway at this All-Star Week. Even going to this home stretch with playoffs, baby, coming up in a couple months. I'm going to say right now, we know we got the play-in game. So that's big deal, too. That's a lot on the line. DJ, you got anything else?
That'll be all.
That'll be it. Hope y'all enjoyed this edition of the Kids Act Podcast on iTunes and Spotify. It will be on both of those. Hope you turned your radio dials up at the beginning. I forgot to say that. But it's all good. Y'all be great out there. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for tuning in. Be blessed.